Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Go to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania has a Senate race coming up in 2022 for Pat Toomey. He's a Republican, but a moderate one. He voted to convict Donald Trump on the impeachment articles because of the insurrection on January 6th. He's a moderate Republican. He's stepping down. I think he realizes that the QAnon wing, the werewolves and she-wolves of QAnon will tear him apart in a primary. So he's stepping down. That's a seat we can win, just like Wisconsin with Ron Johnson. Ron Johnson advocating the Russian line, the Moscow line, on who hacked into our 2016 and now 2020 elections. The guy that I like quite a bit in that primary in the Democratic side is John Fetterman. John Fetterman, he's running for Toomey's seat. Now, let me tell you a little something about John Fetterman. His background is, he's now the lieutenant governor, but his background was he was the mayor of Braddock, Pennsylvania, which is in the greater Pittsburgh area. The thing about the guy, you got to Google this guy and see his interviews. He's 6'8". He's huge. He sort of looks like the bad guy in a wrestling match, pro wrestling match. He has tattoos all over the place and very unusual tattoos. On one arm, he has the numbers 15104 tattooed, which is the zip code of Braddock, Pennsylvania, where he was mayor. He's quite proud of being mayor. Another arm, he has 9 different dates tattooed on his right arm. Each one is a day where someone was killed by violence in Braddock while he was mayor. The thing I like about him, you know, the Working Families Party was sending around emails supporting him. There's another guy, Kenyatta, I forget his last name, running, and he's not a bad guy either, but Fetterman is down with a lot of the Working Families people. But beyond that, he has a quirky appeal in general that I think could win statewide in Pennsylvania. So one interview where, I forget if it was Rachel Maddow or Chris Hayes or somebody says to him, well, you know, Mitch McConnell says, you know, threatened to do this. And Fetterman wiggles his hands. He goes, ooh, that. I mean, that the Kentucky Toad Moscow Mitch is going to get up on his hind legs and say something. And Fetterman is going to go, ooh, that's terrible. And then stick it to him. Fetterman has a lot of guts. He's reasonably young. A lot of moxie. He has a lot of moxie. John Fetterman of Braddock, now the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. Keep an eye on him. Really keep an eye on him. Having a little fun with his tattoos and his height and all that. But the fact of the matter is that I think he would be a presence. And there are a lot of bland people in the Senate. You look at Josh Hawley of Missouri, Tom Cotton of Arkansas. I mean, these people are just bland, bland company men. These are just people who made a calculated decision to appeal to the far right, the QAnon right, of the Republican Party, the cult, the Trump base, and they are absolutely bland. This guy is in Technicolor. Believe me, this guy's in Technicolor. Google John Fetterman. You will hear a lot more about John Fetterman. One piece, I think, of good news, and it's long overdue, in Washington. You may have been reading that a lot of judges around the country are releasing rioters, insurrectionists of January 6th on their own recognizance and treating them very lightly. But the guy that beat Michael Fanone, F-A-N-O-N-E, one of the Capitol officers, tased him so he had a heart attack, believe it, heart attack, stole his badge, buried it in his backyard in Buffalo, was arrested. Initially, he went in before a judge. The guy goes, oh, you know, you seem like a decent guy. You know, go home and, you know, we'll get around to prosecuting. Well, that's all changed. The chief judge looked at that, got very angry, said there isn't an ounce of remorse in this guy, an ounce of remorse. Back to jail, back to jail. You're going to sit there till you're tried. It's the first time that I can remember There may have been one or two other instances, but of the 300 or more prosecutions and the rest of the investigations, a lot of them have been treated very lightly. And cop was killed, Brian Sicknick. They have arrested two people in connection with that for spraying with bear spray up close, which may have contributed to his death. He died the next day. Some of them gouged out an eye, stabbed the guy, beat him, threw him down the stairs. Another guy hit a couple over there with lead pipes. Suddenly you have an angry federal judge. An angry federal judge who said, no, 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 there's no remorse in this guy. Back he goes, back to jail. Long overdue. Very glad to see it. It makes a statement. It makes a statement. One other piece of good news. You remember Alex Vindman? He was that guy. He was a lieutenant colonel in the Army, testified in the Ukraine impeachment. He was an immigrant from Ukraine, strongly loyal to us. Trump not only quashed his promotion to colonel to retaliate, but he quashed his brother's promotion to colonel, who was also lieutenant colonel, Yevgeny Vindman. Well, Biden has corrected that to the extent he can. He has now promoted Yevgeny Vindman to full colonel. To full colonel. And he did it. There was a ton of good endorsements. All of his qualifications, his recommendations were there. Alex Vindman has already retired. He was so disgusted. I think he should be brought back in the State Department for Eastern Europe. He's a terrific patriot, and he's also a guy who we need in our country and our government. But good news, his brother, who was retaliated against for him, now a full colonel. And Alex Vindman, I hope, is resuscitated and revived, restored. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.